Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is start of the week, Monday, August 18th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. The sun is quiet. This is what a quiet sun feels like. And the earth is quiet. This is what a quiet earth feels like. That's going to change, but right now, this is what quiet feels like. So that will change because we are expected to have our solar wind come in later today and arrive through the night into tomorrow. There is a high-speed stream and it is mixing with this co-rotating interaction region. So it's slated to be a little bit more on the intense side. However, we've been used to this because we got this last week and we actually got it the week before. So this is not new to us, but it will be interesting to see what it feels like when it arrives later today. The activity on the sun, 12 small C-class flares. It's barely even worth mentioning. There was a small C3.3 from 4180 at 1958 UTC yesterday. There was also a faint eruption that did produce a CME. It looks like it could nick Earth either on the 19th or the 20th, and that did occur around 9:15 UTC. And also sunspots, there's four. It's a small number of sunspots, and they also happen to be very simple. There's not a lot of complexity. There is a new region that's rotating in from the western limb. But like I said, that's a very small number of sunspots. You think about the fact that they're not also producing very much activity right now. So I would say the sun is fairly quiet. It's not dead, of course not, thank heavens, but it's just on the quiet side right now. Solar wind, we average 300 to 350 kilometers per second in the last 24 hours with weaker magnetic fields. And last check, it's at 340. And obviously that's slated to go up to double that later today into tomorrow. The KP has been quiet. The geomagnetic activity on the planet is quiet. We average between 0 and 2. And it should remain this way for the rest of the morning into the afternoon, but then rise tonight and into tomorrow. The Schumann's been going down in power amplitude. So, you know, we saw these higher numbers, I think it was 50, and then the day before is 35. And we did have two quick and separate intervals of these high amplitudes across all harmonics. And it was just short and quick, but it was about 13 hours apart. Some of you may have experienced that. And there's these shorter bursts of these higher amplitudes in general, with varying intensities between. So obviously we're not in these big white out, long lasting white out conditions. We're still having some of this partial white out. So not in all harmonics, lasting a couple of hours. So it's just been a little back and forth at this time. So always when the solar wind comes into play and we've got higher numbers on that solar wind, the Schumann seems to become impacted by that. So we'll see what it does. But I would say right now, obviously, we've got some quiet. And from a forecast standpoint, with the low sunspot activity and little complexity, with expecting the solar wind to pick up, we obviously will have the KP conditions increase to about 5. That's what the expectation is, with clarifying that as a G1 storm conditions. And M-class flares for the forecast for the next 24 hours is a mere 20%. So we've seen conditions on the sun and the earth calm down, and this is what it feels like. I know I keep saying this in today's podcast, but I think it's really important for us to just feel what that feels like. So although there's some activity with the Schumann, and let's keep in mind, the Schumann is measuring these natural electromagnetic resonances in the Earth's ionosphere cavity. And the KP is measuring the global geomagnetic activity based on fluctuations of the Earth's magnetic field. So we've got two things happening and going on with this quiet KP, the quiet geomagnetism at the moment. And last night we had that, and obviously yesterday it was fairly quiet. And the Schumann having a little bit more of this electromagnetic, charge to it, this electromagnetic resonance to it. So just noticing what some of these differences may be and go on inside of you. I've always said the KP always seems to be much more physical. The geomagnetic activity in the Schumann seems to be, much more in these subtle realms. Maybe that's why there's always such a debate about, does the Schumann even matter? Well, for people who are super sensitive, it does matter. And that's why we talk about this on a daily basis, because those subtleties can make a huge difference to how this earth is shifting and changing. Our wisdom drop for the day, with these calmer conditions, what is your perception of time right now? Are you moving fast or more slowly? And it reminds me of something a lot of us say. I thought I had all this time today. Where did the time go? So how does your perception of time change when this high-speed solar wind arrives later today? I'd be curious. Just remember, you are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.